Well, Charles, you've got a great record in Middlesex. This is the eighth win in a row, but the first time at Lord's in this competition.
Is that right? Yeah, it's nice to be here because we've played a lot of our cricket, 2020 cricket in outgrounds against Middlesex. But nice to be here. Big crowd, great wicket, really good game for us. Very pleased.
It's the sort of crowd that the players wouldn't really be used to playing in front of, wouldn't it? Your players, apart from finals over the last few years.
That's right. I think the London games tend to attract these sort of crowds, and we've had a couple of games at the Oval where we've had the sort of full house here again tonight. And creates a great atmosphere, and it's a great advert for the game. So, look, it's lovely to come here, lovely to play here, and to get the right result as well. I think everyone's really pleased. We go home happy.
199 was a good score on that, wasn't it?
Yeah, we think so. You know, 199, but they got dangerous players, as you saw, and they were right in it for the first 10 overs. But we were lucky enough to pick up wickets along the way, and the boys bowled well in patches. And it proved too much in the end for them.
A couple of early wickets for Ohit Shah and Michael Carberry, that partnership of 180.
Yeah, I thought a high-class batting from the two of them. I think you've got two very experienced and very good 2020 players there, and they used all of that to get a brilliant partnership over 100 and set us up really nicely for the death.
As you're saying, Paul Sterling and Franklin, I guess, when they're around, that total looked on, didn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think the game's changed over the last few years. I think teams bat deeper and players have improved their game, and no target seems out of reach, so you've got to bowl well. Luckily, we're blessed with some good bowlers. I thought Yasser was fantastic today, along with Will Smith, who bowled his overs for not very many, and Danny Briggs too. I think they were outstanding with the ball and got us the result in the end, so really pleased for them.
The last over of your team's innings, it went for 20, Kyle Abbott bowled it. There seemed to be a lot of confusion over what was going on. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there was a no ball for having three in the circle rather than four, and everyone started walking off, and then the umpire obviously spotted it, and we went back for another ball. So, you know, it proved it wasn't too important in the end, but there are a lot of extras today, actually, funnily enough, more no balls than we used to, and a couple of wides as well. So both sides were guilty of that, but we held on over the end, and it was a really good performance.
I know Kent have won tonight as well, but you guys will be top, of course.
Yeah, and back-to-back wins are important in this form. It's that momentum that everyone talks about. We've got a game tomorrow against Sussex, again, another strong side at home. So if we're able to get the right result then, it sets us up nicely for the rest of the group stage, at least.
You talk about the atmosphere here, but Sussex at home is always a good one as well.
Brilliant,
in T20.
Yeah, Danny, it's a great arena, isn't it? I think lots of good feedback from the ODI on Sunday, and it's a great place to play cricket at home. We always look forward to night games there, and especially so against Sussex, because they tend to bring a big crowd, and we tend to have good atmosphere on those nights. So we'll go home tonight, rest up, and hopefully go again and win tomorrow.